Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yo.
Yo. Boy, oh boy.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Everybody thinks they're going to be rich today. Did you get your tickets?
No.
Don't worry, because I got you one. I got all of you tickets because they gave us a gift card at work. And the gift card, I was like, can I buy lottery tickets for this? Like, you buy whatever you want. So I bought lottery tickets for you guys. The only issue that I'm having is that I did leave them at the house, and the dogs are there. And usually I kind of put that stuff away because they will chew stuff up, and I could absolutely see
scenario. You know, the good news is that you won't know.
Right. I guess that's it. But in my mind, I'd be like, he probably ate the winning ticket. But I have three of them, and you know, if we win anything, I will be honest. You got an L for Laszlo, and I wrote Snowcone's name on there. So I will be genuine and say, okay, you can have this ticket because I know you guys are going to share it with me. But then if I win, I'll share it with you guys. That's that's the deal, right? That's always been our deal. Make sure that we can all retire. With this one,
I think
we can retire.
If you hand me that ticket, I ain't giving you nothing.
Come on. I know you.
Of course,
I would. So the biggest thing, every news channel, it doesn't matter if it's like the Today Show or local news or anything you watch, they're talking about Mega Millions. And they're saying, first of all, there's a lot of the, let's show you people who won the lottery and it ruined their life, which mentioned. I'm like, okay, great. Yeah, there's like 10 of them. And then there's literally tens of thousands of people that have won lotteries that seem to be doing pretty good. But everyone is also sharing, you know, their expert advice. If you have the winning ticket, this is what you do. And of course, almost all of us are not going to have the winning ticket. But I think people like the stuff, and these news channels do it because it's fun to pretend.
Sure.
I love to pretend. And I'm guilty of it because I'm thinking,
so if you win,
so here's your steps. The very first thing is you're supposed to keep the ticket safe, which I did not do. State Farm Insurance says that you should make several copies of the winning ticket.
Yeah.
And then you put the original one in a safe or take it to the bank and put it in a deposit box. I don't have one of those, but I could get one.
Sure.
They're like, it costs money. I'd be like, look at this, okay? I'll just put it in there and I'll give you some. It says you also need to read all the rules before you sign the ticket because it could impact whether or not you remain anonymous. Because some people want to be anonymous. I don't even know if that's possible anymore.
Right.
But I mean, I guess it's happened. I can't remember the last big winners, so maybe some of them do remain anonymous. Would you?
No.
I mean, I guess you start getting letters from people. Didn't you say, which athlete did you say?
I've heard a lot of people say that athletes come in, they get like, you know, fan mail, and then there'll just be letters that say, hey, man, can I have $1 million?
Right. It doesn't surprise me.
It's just like a numbers game.
Yeah, it's just like us getting all the requests for tickets. Same thing. But they're not asking for money because they know we don't have any.
Exactly.
So you're supposed to keep it safe. Make a copy. Look at the back. Read the rules, because if you want to remain anonymous, it could impact that. The second one is protect your privacy. It says you need to be prepared to change all your contact information. Like, get your phone number changed. So if you look at that winning ticket, one of the first things you should be thinking is, I got to go to T-Mobile or wherever and change my number so that people don't know it. And you need to set up a P.O. box.
I need to
box.
Go to T-Mobile or whatever and buy it.
And buy this. Yeah, you know what? I'll just
buy T-Mobile.
Store. I'm tired of waiting.
And
I'm not
turn off
anymore.
All the phones.
Just except mine.
I just have one.
I get
one.
All the service. It always works. I mean, your phone always works at Chiefs games. Yeah, man, I'm the only one on the network. So you're supposed to change all that stuff, which I'd never heard. But that makes sense. A P.O. box. I'd like, do you change your name? I'll start going by my alias. I don't know, but change your phone number, everything. Because I guess that keeps your nieces and nephews from you know, immediately calling you and saying, please help. Then it says the third thing is you're supposed to get professional advice. You're supposed to put together like a team. And I heard a lady talking about that this morning, too. You need a lawyer. She actually said that you need an accountant, preferably like a CPA accountant. And you need some sort of financial advisor, which could be a separate person. And she said that you're supposed to get someone whose, you know, expertise is charitable donations. I guess that's assuming that I'm going to give a bunch of money to charity, which...
Well, look, I guess, man, maybe you can write that all off.
If I win this thing, I'll take that little crappy donation that I give to St. Jude's every month, and I'll just say, here you go, boom. Because then now you got your donation, it's done, you pick the one of your choice, right? And you could give them a lot of money, and I would think people aren't mad at you. I don't know.
I don't know what you do with that money, man. I don't trust anybody.
Lot. It's a lot. Yeah, but do you give any to charity?
Like, do I like put it in the bank? I don't trust the banks.
Well, I guess that's what the lawyer and the accountant are going to tell you. Yeah. You're going to be the guy, you're just taking $700 million and putting it in your mattress? Like,
I don't trust that either.
No,
I mean,
no. You can't, if people know
you. I don't know what you do.
Yeah, and if you they're going to figure out who you are.
Yeah.
Even if you change, someone's going to figure it out. And if they think you're keeping anything at that house, then you're now, you know, in a dangerous situation, which is why I think you probably need to try and remain anonymous. There's no way we could. I couldn't keep my mouth shut. There's no way. I would want to come here and talk about it, write you guys checks. We all do our last show.
I don't know what you do.
I don't know. And it says, the fourth rule actually is don't make any big decisions right now. It says it's tempting that, you know, maybe you say, I'm going to buy this house that I've always wanted. Or I'm going to buy some, you know, my parents' house, wherever. They said, just wait. They said a lot of winners can go broke, and you definitely want to avoid becoming, you know, the family ATM. I looked it up to see, you know, because we're at over a billion, right? It's like 1.1 billion. So if you take the lump sum, this says, this is from CNBC. I feel like they know what they're talking about. 1.28 billion jackpot. If you take the cash option, which most winners would choose, it's 747.2 million.
Wow.
Wow. That's the lump sum. A mandatory 24% federal tax withholding on that amount would reduce your winnings by 179 million. But at that point, you're like, 179 million, take it.
I might spend it all.
Well, we talked about that off the air. Right. Like,
because then
at
least I know the value on stuff is going to go down, but I might spend it all because then if I need something, I just will slowly sell it off.
Yeah. You've got something.
Right.
Exactly. Buy a lot of properties.
Yeah.
Whatever. Just stuff that you think, okay, I know I might start dropping $300,000 in cash at the strip club
right.
and be broke pretty soon, so I should have something I could sell. And
or
maybe
buy a ton of stuff.
And maybe that stuff, when it comes to selling it, by
won't
that
be
time,
what
like,
it is worth, but it's still, you know, if I lost $200 million, I'd still have $500 million.
Right, exactly. So now you go sell that stuff, and hopefully that's humbling, and you're like, I got to be careful now. It's not going to circle. I just sold all my properties. I don't have that. It's like taking money out of savings. Your savings account is empty now. But, dude, so 747, but then there's more taxes they talk about. Then there's the $179 million for the mandatory federal tax withholding. There's all this stuff, but still, you're talking about over $500 million.
Yeah.
$500 million. That's, I don't know if you could spend it. You could, obviously, but I think it would take you a while, man. Where would you move? After they say, okay, you got your accountants there, they say, all right, what do you want to buy? You can make some decisions now. What do? I mean, you set your kids up, obviously.
Yeah.
And then you say, hey, I'm moving. You guys
probably don't go anywhere right away.
Just stick around.
I mean, I think I have more places that I travel more. I have more vacations homes.
Right.
I don't know that I move my home.
Okay. So maybe buy a new home, though, a big,
ridiculous
McMansion or whatever somewhere in the suburbs. Get a nice big one with a gate.
Nice big house in Santa Monica.
Oh, yeah. That'd be
good. Right?
That would be good.
In Miami.
You're not going to keep working, right? That's not a thing.
Oh.
I'm just making sure. Some people say
As of today, I'm not sure I'm going to keep working Monday.
I know.
I don't have any money, so I don't know what you're talking about.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.